The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back. Episode 3 of Season 2 of Conflicted Chaos.
Woo!
Woo! Riley is a little bit flustered. We just got back from a thumb war competition, quite literally.
We did. And speaking of third episode, you know what else was third? Third place in the Thumb Wars! This is what third place looks like.
For those just listening to audio, Riley is holding up a Band-Aid that is painted gold that has the number 3 on it because she came third place in the Thumb War competition. So I think we should break this down a little bit. We are in a live production class, and our project right now, we've had to do a few live productions, and the TV show production that we were on today was called Thumb Wars, and it was quite literally, as we've been talking about, a thumb war competition, and Riley and I were both contestants on the show, and today was also the day I realized I am an amateur at thumb war wrestling.
Emma, yeah.
I wasn't
impressed.
I lost every game by like a lot.
I was expecting a lot. She's got long thumbs. I thought they were coming in hot.
No, apparently not. Apparently not. The two other contestants were... Actually, they were pretty good, too.
Yeah, they were men, and they had girthier thumbs.
Yeah.
And longer, as well.
Yeah.
So they could just take us down. Emma and I competed in the last round.
We did. We competed in the bronze medal game, because we both lost our first games against the other two components. Contestants. And so that put us into the third round, the third place game, and I lost.
Yeah,
Riley won.
We had these little bandana type things around our thumbs. Emma's was made out of toothpick. Emma's nickname was Barbed Wire Beckett.
Yeah, and Riley's was Iron Caw Cawthorn.
But Emma's had like toothpicks coming out of the thing.
Looked like spikes.
It was kind of dangerous.
Actually, it was really funny because me and Riley actually switched personalities today. So for Barbed Wire Beckett, I was in full black, full leather. I was like sort of ruthless, mean. Like that was my personality.
I felt like I was with a gang member from like the 70s.
Yeah, I do like wearing black, but this was a lot of black for me to wear in one outfit. There was no color. I had spikes on my thumb.
There's only black going on here right now.
Yeah. And Riley had a Canadian tuxedo on. She had pink heart sunglasses, a bucket hat that had flowers on it.
Pink flamingos.
And her little thumb bandana was blue with sparkles.
Yeah, we fully switched personalities.
We did.
Personas.
It was Riley was like, I want the one with the spikes.
I know. I was so disappointed. I was like, when I read like what the character had to dress like, it was like flashy Las Vegas. I was like, I got nothing flashy. So I went with a Canadian tuxedo.
And mine was like all black, goth, like black eyeliner. And I was like, this, all Riley owns is neutral colors.
Yeah.
And I'm the one with all the pink and whatever. We really should have
Except
switched.
Today, I do got a burgundy
you
shirt
You do have
on.
A burgundy Cause, shirt
Because it's
on.
A day late for pink shirt day.
Yes, yesterday was pink shirt day. Did you wear your pink, Riley?
I sent Emma a picture of me in all black, and Emma said pink shirt day was named after you.
It was created because of Riley. Riley just likes to bully me.
Yeah, it's
for
true.
For wearing pink specifically. Every time I post a picture on Instagram where I'm wearing something pink, she comments hashtag stop bullying.
Yeah. Well, Emma's, she's, what's the word I'm looking
for? A supporter?
Yes. I am not. But we also did another live show 2 weeks ago, right before reading week.
Yes, we did.
And that was Smoothie Battles.
It was called Blend Battle Live.
Yeah, that's what it was. I try and forget that one.
This one, we were also on camera. I was the host of the show and Riley was the judge of the show. And like in the name, Blend Battle Live, it was a smoothie competition. So there was 3 contestants and they each had to make smoothies. There was 2 rounds. The first round was normal ingredients.
Yeah.
So after they made the smoothies, Riley had to go around and judge them, like taste test them.
Yeah, and all 3 were pretty good.
Yeah, they were good for the first round. Yeah, so basically the bit of the show was that here I am as the host of the show. I do a lot of the pre-production. I do a lot of the work.
Yeah.
And then Riley's here getting paid the same, if not more, than me for just coming in 5 minutes before the show to taste test whatever we're making on the show that day. And then she leaves right after.
Yeah. So the first round was good. Second round?
It took
me a day to recover.
Yeah. Whoever won the first round got to pick what ingredients they wanted to use for their smoothie. And the producer had like a set table of ingredients. And there was like tomato sauce. There was
dried seaweed.
There was cupcakes.
I forgot tuna. Cupcakes were in it. Yeah.
There was tuna. There was a couple other, I think.
Balsamic reduction.
Yes. There was a couple other things. And so whoever won the first round got to choose the first four ingredients that they wanted for their second smoothie. And the person who got second place in the first round had to use whatever was left. And the smoothies were just, they looked horrible. And I felt so bad. And they smelled horrible. Riley and I were going around asking the contestants questions as they were making the smoothies. And it smelled so bad. The tuna mixed with the vinegar and then the cupcakes and whatever
else.
The
tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
It was just like, oh.
It was, it was vile. And then Riley, because we were using boba straws to taste test, you could see on camera the liquid going up the straw. So obviously if Riley faked it, you wouldn't have seen the liquid go up the straw and it would have looked very unreal. So she drank it and you could just see her face drop. I thought she was going to have to run off and throw up, honestly.
I was gagging.
Yeah.
I heard Emma going, do we need to get a bucket?
Yeah. I was a little bit concerned. I was like, is she just going to do this on camera right here? Is this going to happen here?
It would have happened.
Yeah.
I think Karen would have liked it too.
Well, it was funny too, because after you tried the first smoothie, there was one of the ingredients was one of those fizzy sparkling waters.
Oh yeah.
I forget what it's called. And she had to like take the lid off of this soda that was used as one of the ingredients and like chug it back.
And I had already dipped my fingers in it because I was going to wipe it on Emma. So like my hands were covered in everything. And it came out I remember it coming out my mouth like the soda and my face was just covered.
What smoothie was worse? I don't really remember. I know the first smoothie had the tomato sauce in it and the
tomato
cupcakes.
Tomato and seaweed.
And the second smoothie had the tuna, the balsamic vinaigrette, and I
can't even think
ingredients.
About it. The second one was...
The second one with the tuna?
Yeah. Ugh. It was mean. And they were like, we're not going to use any... Someone was like, oh, let's use fish oil. Like, no, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
They used tuna. I would have rather fish oil. I could have got my omega-3s in.
Yeah. And we got a pretty good mark on it, though.
We did.
Yeah. We did pretty well. So I think we owe a lot of that to Riley actually downing the smoothies. I think if there was any feedback, it would be maybe using like a black straw so you couldn't see what was going up.
Yeah. But then you wouldn't have got the reaction.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think my gag would have been as good because I felt like I still would have had to gag, but like, yeah.
I was trying to hold it together on camera because it's one take. It's live. So it's like you can't pause it, make sure she's okay, and then go back. It's like it's shot. So I was trying to like make sure that she wasn't going to actually be sick, but then also continue to host the show. So it was,
But we know
scary.
What you do in panic situations. Yeah. If I threw up, you would have been like, Riley, I can't do throw up. I can't do blood, Riley. Can't do blood.
No, actually, I'm there's actually a phobia of throwing up. And I know, do you have it?
I have it of other people.
Other people.
Not of myself. Although I don't like puking, but like,
I think it's the opposite for me.
Oh.
Like I don't like I always cry when I'm sick because it's just obviously not a great feeling. But when other people do it, it is gross, but I
like
can
go
snap
into
like friend mode.
I go into shaking and like my body shuts down. It's not good.
You have to leave the room.
Yeah. And I like probably will never want to talk to you again.
Oh. Well, I know now never to
No,
be
I'm
sick
just kidding.
In front of you.
But I do. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. Well, I think what show did you like doing better? Blend Battle Live or Thumb Wars?
Thumb Wars was my favorite.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny, too, because our backstory was, like, Emma broke my thumb.
Yeah.
And then, like, we went against each other, and, like, I came back with my right thumb instead of my left thumb.
The writers really went off this show. Like, we all had backstories. So, again, my name was Emma Barbed Wire Beckett. Riley was Riley Ironcaw Cawthorn. And When Riley told the producer about her thumb injury with the scar on it, the producer was like, no way, like, we're writing this into the script.
Yeah.
And so, basically, in a previous thumb war competition, I had broken Riley's thumb
and, like, put her out of commission. It open.
Yeah, put her out of commission for 3 years. And now here we are 3 years later at this competition, and we're battling off against each other.
But look who took home the victory.
Yeah.
And but Emma and I's, like, because the first two were, like, kind of, like, scripted.
Yeah.
Ours were not.
Yeah.
So I beat her.
We were trying so hard not to laugh, though, because it was just ridiculous. Like, here we are in this ring. There was a full-on, like, podium with a, like, a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
But a small one for our fingers to go in, like, our thumbs. And here we are. Like, it's just so...
It was so good.
Crazy
it was so
that
good.
It was so funny.
But, like, I think we should move on from this.
Yeah.
That was a long one.
That was a long one. But it was a lot of fun.
That was our past week at school, basically. Yeah.
But before we got back at school, we were both on vacation.
We were.
You went to LA and then you went back to Vancouver, back home.
Yeah.
And then you came back here to Toronto. So how was LA? Have you been to LA before?
Yes. We used to, like, always go, like, every year as a family. Like, we'd go to Disneyland. But then my mom and I, we started, like, going to LA. I think this was our third time by ourselves going to LA. So we have, like, our spots. Like, we stayed on the Sunset Strip, and, yeah, we went to some new restaurants. We went to some old restaurants.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Did you do any activities? Like,
we hiked in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, nice.
But, the pollution there was so bad, and it was cloudy. We couldn't see the Hollywood sign.
Oh, really?
So that was, like, really upsetting. And it was that way both days. So we were like, oh.
Darn. So you didn't get to see it at all while you were there.
No. I never saw it. But we had In-N-Out.
Oh, that I've always, like, wanted to try it.
That was, like,
it.
My top meal. We went to some nice restaurants.
What did you order?
Just, like, a cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake.
And it was good.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try In-N-Out and Raising Cane's.
What's Raising Cane's?
Raising Cane's is, it's like chicken strips.
Oh.
It looks so good. I see people trying it all the time on TikTok, but they only have it in the States.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. Oh. Search up Raising Cane's on TikTok later.
Okay. I will.
Yeah, it looks so good.
Yeah, and then it was kind of like, it wasn't hot or anything. So that was, like, interesting.
Yeah.
And then we ended up with a driver at the hotel. So he, like, would drop us off within, like, 3 kilometers of the hotel.
For the whole weekend you were there?
Yeah, there was, like, a driver at the hotel.
Oh,
so
wow.
We made friends. His name was Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
Yes, thank you, Chris. So that was nice. We got to know him. You went to Florida.
I did go to Florida. It actually wasn't really warm there either. I mean, it was average 20 degrees Celsius, so it was okay. And actually, there was no wind really when we were there either, so 20 degrees Celsius felt a lot warmer than it was. And it was full sun most of the days. The first 2 days we were there, it was pouring rain the entire day. So we did most of our shopping those 2 days. Just because we wanted to go shopping anyways. And then we were doing our shopping when it was raining. We did one beach day at Clearwater. Clearwater is one of our favorite beaches. We go there quite often. It's where, you know, Dolphin Tale, the movie?
No.
You've never watched Dolphin Tale? Oh, well, that's where the dolphin is.
Noted.
Is in Clearwater.
Okay, so when I watch it.
Actually, I think he passed away, the dolphin from Dolphin Tale.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace,
well,
Dolphin Tale.
Yeah, he used to be there. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I went with my friend, visited my grandparents, so it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went back to Vancouver.
You did?
Yeah, I got to see my dog, Stan.
Got to see Stan. How's he doing?
He's good. I was only there, though, for 2 days, and then came back with my friend from back
home.
Right,
you weren't there for very long.
No, I was only there for 2 days. The poor guy. But he got ice cream. He got to hang out with me. We, like...
You posted a photo on your Instagram story that actually made me laugh so hard. It was a photo of a ice cream stand or something with Stan in the photo. And the text was, he led me here.
If I'm walking him, he drags me to Rocky Point Ice Cream. They do, like, puppy cones.
Yeah.
So I take him for ice cream, like, all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, in the summer, I'll be walking him at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning if, like, my parents are out.
Yeah.
And, like, we will not be turning down the regular route. We will be going to Rocky Point Ice Cream.
And is it open at 8 a.m.?
They open at 8 a.m. because they mostly do coffee in the morning for normal people. And I'll go in, hi, can I have a puppy cone? And he just, like, Stan's so, like, muscular. He, like, drags me there.
He needs like 4 puppy cones.
Yeah, well, he would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he like rips my arm off to get there. And it's like, okay, like, I guess we're here. I have no choice.
Yeah. My dog has recently learned what pup cups are at Starbucks.
Oh.
He went for his first pup cup, I think, reading week of first semester.
Okay.
And now he knows what they are.
So now does he drag you to Starbucks?
He does not drag me to Starbucks, but when we are in the drive-thru or at Tim Hortons too, because you can get a little plain Timbit for the dogs.
Oh,
they,
okay.
They give them to the dogs for free. So when we're in the drive-thru, he knows.
And he's going nuts.
He's like, where's my Timbit or where's my pup cup?
Yeah. Stan like screams.
Yeah.
Like, because we drove down because it was like raining and I was like, I don't want to walk you down there. But no. I was like, I'll take you for it. And so we were in the car, and he was just, like, staring at it, screaming in the car. I was like, okay, great. So waited till the other dog, like, there was a dog that was passing, had to wait till he, like, left.
Yeah.
And then took Stan out, because he, like, he's got a big personality. And then he sits and I tie him up, and he looks at me through the window the whole entire time.
What kind of dog is Stan again?
He's a lab Great Dane.
Right.
So he's a big boy.
He is a big boy. See, my dog is a golden retriever. And he's actually, I like to call him our miniature retriever because he's quite small.
Oh, really?
We've had 3 golden retrievers over the years, and he's the smallest one.
Oh.
He's 60 pounds, 65 pounds.
Abe is small.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Abraham.
My dog's name is Lincoln, but Riley likes to call him Abraham.
Get it?
Because one time Riley forgot the name of my dog's name. Actually, I think it was when we were doing pumpkin carving.
Yeah.
And we were asking each other like Q&A questions to see who knew the other person better. And one of the questions I asked Riley was, what is my dog's name? And she swore it was Abe or Abraham. And she was like, no, wait, it's not. It's something like that, though, but I can't put a finger on it. And I was like, Lincoln. And she was like, oh.
It makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And then after reading week, came back and then I went for brunch with my friend from back home.
We did, because Riley's friend from Vancouver came back to Toronto with Riley for the weekend, the last weekend of reading week.
Yeah, lucky her. She got to spend a lot of time with me.
This is your friend that you said was more like an older sister to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
She listens to this podcast, she told me, so don't say that. It'll hype her up too much.
Riley's not very, what is the word? She doesn't have a lot of emotion, I guess.
No.
She doesn't like showing her emotion.
No, we show no emotion here. so we went for brunch, and I was like, because the story came out last week that we were going for brunch. And so we went to St. John's Tavern, and it's like a British pub. And I guess there was, who was playing? I think it was Liverpool versus Chelsea. And the bar was full.
Yeah.
And the sound was on, too.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just, it was mayhem.
We didn't know that this soccer game was happening. We probably should have
looked. I should have looked.
I didn't even think about it. No.
I thought it was just going to be, like, brunch. Because I've, like, gone to this place, like, many times. Like, I've watched, like, football and I've watched soccer there, too, when it's on. And it's never been, like, that crazy.
No.
And so, like, Emma's like, I'm here. They say the table will be ready in 5 minutes. So you're, like,
once
at
the game
bar.
Ends.
And, like, we walk in and it's just, like, blaring, like, soccer. And then everyone's, like, screaming. Laura was not happy.
Well, I'm not a big soccer fan, so I actually didn't know. I think it must have been a pretty big game.
It must. Yeah, there must have been something.
Because it was so loud in there, yeah. And they, towards the end, we ended up just eating at the bar because the game had gone on longer than expected, and they had, one of the teams had scored the winning goal, and it just got so loud out of nowhere, because Riley and
Laura.
Riley and Laura and I, we weren't paying attention to the game at all. We were just talking, and it just out of nowhere, just
Everyone was cheering.
I
was having a great time. I don't think you guys are having the best time.
No, I had a lot of fun. It was actually really funny.
I liked it. Laura, I don't think, really enjoyed it.
I hope she doesn't hate me for forgetting her name there.
She probably will.
I liked Laura. She was really nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. Making it better. She's
shout
turning
out
it
to
around.
Laura. So shout many out shout outs to this episode.
Yeah.
What did you have for breakfast again?
I had it was called a breakfast buddy. So I had a lot of them when I was in England. And it, like, in England, it was basically just, like, it would either be a bacon buddy or, like, a sausage buddy.
I think we need to explain what a buddy is.
I am.
Oh.
I get into that. So it's bacon or sausage between a bun. And that's, like, literally the buddy. So then at the St. John's Tavern, though, they have a fancy one. It was, like, scrambled eggs. And there was, like, bacon in the scrambled eggs and cheese. And then French fries with this vinegar butter. Because, like, they do them there. And I've had them. And it's just, like, a chip buddy. So it's just French fries. But it's, like, the thicker French fries. And then, I like that. But it was really good. I can only eat half of it because I was a little under the weather.
Yeah.
And, like, an hour later, once we got back home, I was like, oh, I wish I had the rest of it.
You could have taken it home, but I think
it would have got soggy because the eggs weren't, like, fully cooked through. Like, they could have cooked, like, a tiny bit longer, but it was very good. Highly recommend a buddy.
I guess I'll have to try a buddy. You said a while ago that the best breakfast sandwich you ever had was in England.
Oh, it was. But it wasn't like a buddy. It was egg slut. And it was like, it's like the best, just like a regular bacon egg sandwich. And then they have these hash browns that were made in, I think it was duck fat.
Mm.
Oh, it was so good.
I've never had duck before.
Oh my God. You're really missing out.
Speaking of things that I've never had before.
Oh my God. Yes.
So Riley is taking me to a brewery on Saturday.
Yep.
Because we have to talk about a few things for another project. And we're having a meeting.
Yeah.
And Riley's taking me to a brewery to try some beer.
Yeah, I was telling Emma, I was like, oh yeah, me and Laura went to this brewery, whatever. And Emma's like, believe it or not, I like beer more than wine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, have you gone to a brewery? And she's like, no. So we're gonna
go and we're gonna try to find me a beer that I like. I like beer, but I haven't really experimented with it too much, so I don't really know what is exactly up my alley.
Yeah.
So we're gonna find it.
Yeah, the place we're going, they have like a bunch of different. They have like sours, pilsners, like regular lagers, IPAs.
Don't know what that means, but you're gonna have to really teach me.
You're going with the pro.
I'm going with the expert.
Yeah, she says she likes citrusy.
Yeah.
So maybe a hazy IPA could be up Emma's alley.
Hopefully by next episode, I'll actually know what that means.
Yeah, I can't. Well, you can do a flight. So
yeah, that's with like the.
Yeah, so you get like four on the flight.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, you'll be able to try them. Oh, I'm so excited.
Riley's like a teacher.
Yeah.
She's forever going to be able to say that she took me to my first brewery.
Yes.
Well, I guess I've been to, Mill Street Brewery and the distillery.
Yeah,
but I've only gone there for dinner.
That doesn't count.
Riley's the expert, guys.
That's more of a restaurant.
Yeah, it is. It is more of a restaurant.
Yeah, you need to have, like, the real brewery. And the brewery we're going to, it's, like, super sports vibe.
Yeah.
It's called Left Field. So everything's named after, like, baseball stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
But they also play, like, the live, like, the TV, or the games, like, the games out loud, too. So, like, there's one in, is it called Leslieville?
I don't know.
It's, like, I'm trying to figure out where I am in the city right now.
For those listening to audio, Riley is moving around in her chair, trying to figure out where she is in Toronto right now.
It's, like, I looked at the map the other day. It's, like, closer to Oshawa, but, like, only, like, 10 minutes from here.
Mm.
So, like, that way, not Mississauga way.
So, like, okay, the other way.
It's that way.
Riley's sense of direction in the city is so bad. What was I talking about? I was like, oh yeah, I'm at this station. Like, I'll be about 5 minutes. I'm 5 minutes behind. And then I had to respond and I said, you probably don't know where that is, but I'll be here by 9:15.
You're at Bloor Station.
Yeah.
But like, this class that we had earlier today has been at a hockey, like at the Mattamy Athletic Center,
yeah.
And it's, like, different than here, and we come out every time, or the two times, and I'd be like, I don't know which way to go, I don't know where I am.
Yeah, she was gonna take the subway one stop, because she didn't know where to walk to, and I'm like, I'm from Ontario, but I haven't lived in Toronto my whole life. We've lived in Toronto the same amount of time, but for some reason, her sense of direction is just... She just doesn't get it.
I don't get it here. No, I don't. Because I can't look at the mountains. If I look at the mountains, I know I'm north.
Yeah.
And then I
There's
can be
no
like,
mountains here.
Never eat soggy wieners. And I can do that.
Oh, mine is never eat shredded wheat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, mine's a bit like, more PG.
Mine's like the hot dogs and yours is about the
Well,
wheat.
On that note, we'll see you next week. This is a... another chaotic episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was great.
But a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks.
A lot has happened.
Yeah.
And a lot will happen this weekend when Emma goes to her first brewery.
Yes, and we'll update you next
week. So excited!
To see how it goes. And, yeah.
Sweet.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.